Have you told God lately how much you thank Him for your beautiful eyes?
No.
No. Why don't you say, Lord, thank you for my beautiful eyes? See, that wasn't hard at all, was it? Praise the Lord. But you know, how many times do none of us praise Him enough, huh? Alan, we don't praise Him enough, do we? No, we don't praise Him enough after the things He's done. Now let's go to some of these other wonderful promises He's made us here, and let's see what some of the wonderful promises. Let's go to this wonderful promise of Matthew 18:19. This is under the new covenant. I've seen God do awesome things. In fact, the first time I used this scripture, Matthew 18:19, that I remember it, I guaranteed a woman and her family that God would take all the warts off of her son and even all the scars, and it was little Philip Wren. I used this wonderful promise, and guess what happened? The Lord did it for me. He did. Look what He says in Matthew 18:19. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now then, under the new covenant, what kind of limitations did He give you and me?
None.
I mean, we could ask for anything, can't we, AA? I mean, we can ask Him to help us in our business, with our ranching, you know, where to buy the right seed, everything. If we would just do it, and He'll show us. It's like a man told me here a while back. He said he was out of money, and he didn't have any money to buy food for his family. Or he had just a little. Just a little. And he said, I needed to buy something for my wife and kids to eat. I'd been out of a job, and I had just a little money left. He said, I go out, and I get in my car, and I thought, well, I'll just walk across the street there. There's a whatever, Albertsons or whatever it was. And he said, I'll just buy some chicken or something over there. Chicken meat's kind of inexpensive back in those days. He said, I'll just buy some chicken. And he said, all of a sudden the Lord spoke to me and said, get in your car and drive down the block to Burris. He thought, what? That'll take gas and everything. But he said, okay. So he said, I got in my car and I drove down the street and I'm thinking, why in the world am I driving all the way down here? I was in Albertsons or whatever it was yesterday and the chicken was, I don't remember the price, $2 a pound or whatever it was, you know, back in those days. And he said, I could buy, you know, I think he had $6 or something like that. He said, I could buy 3 pounds of chicken for $6 and that would feed us for a while. And so he said, but I heard this voice tell me to go down the street to whatever Burris is or whatever it was. So he said, I drove down there, and I got down there, and I got out of my car. And when I got out of my car, I said, okay, Lord, where do I go in this store? And he said, that's being a dummy. Why do I ask God where to go in the store? He said, go all the way to the back to the meat market. He answered me. So he said, go all the way to the back to the meat market. And the Lord says, turn left and go to the end. He said, I went down there and there was chicken that was, whatever they call it, a day old or day past the time they're supposed to not sell it no more or whatever it was. And there he could buy like 6 pounds for a dollar. He said, I bought for $6, I bought enough chicken to last us all week. He said, I could not believe that God would do something like that. Well, why don't we believe? Isn't that something? Why don't we learn to ask God for everything? Because what did He say? If you're married and you got a wife or you got a mate, He didn't say you had to have a mate. It's anybody, right? In other words, when He says, you, sir, and your little daughter, how many is that?
Two.
And you're on earth, right?
Yes.
So if you two can agree on what? Anything, He will do it for you two. Is that right?
Exactly.
So if your daughter has a problem in school, and she needs some help, she comes home and says, Daddy, I need you to pray with me about something in school. You two agree in prayer about something? What's God going to do? He's going to do something, isn't He?
He's going to hear us.
He's going to hear us. That's exactly right. Because there are two of you. Now, instead of not praying, we should learn to pray, right? And if there's ever anything a child should learn to do, it's come home and talk to Daddy. Daddy is the spiritual head of the house, or supposed to be. He's supposed to be in charge of the home. And when a child or a wife needs prayer, this is the man she should come to, her husband. If he's walking in obedience to God's word, there's nobody in that household has more spiritual authority and power than the husband. God gave him that power and authority. And how many men do I know that won't even pray for their wife? Won't pray for their children. They don't even read the Bible together. Nothing. What a shame. I mean, the spiritual head of the house. I was sitting right here in my office just a few months ago. The Lord just said, go outside. I thought, okay, I need a break. I've been sitting here studying all day. So I got up, walked up to the front, walked out the front door. I walked out the front door. There goes my little 5-year-old grandson and my, well, she's 12 right now, Caitlin, my granddaughter. And they were pushing their bicycles going across in front of the ministry and going over to the house over there where they live. And Preston was screaming at the top of his lungs. I walked over there and I said, son, what happened to you? Oh, granddaddy said I was riding my bicycle and I fell down and turned over. Now, you know how boys are, right? You know, they get a little wild sometimes on bicycles. You know what I mean? We do a little crazy stuff, you know, go over little bumps and all this stuff. Well, he got away from him and it turned over sideways and the handlebar hit him right in the chest. Oh, he was in pain. I said, now I know why the Lord sent me out here. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you bore his pain. Now see, I'm going to show you where that's at in the scripture in just a minute. I said, you bore Preston's pain, and you made me a spiritual head over my grandson. I said, Lord, thank you for bearing his pain and taking away his problem. I said, Father, I want to thank you for doing a complete restoration on Preston right this minute in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Lord, it's done. He stopped crying. He looked up and said, Granddaddy, the pain just went away. Now, what did God say we could do as men? Can we ask for how much? What? Anything, if we believe Him. And He will do it for us. Isn't that amazing? And so he felt good. I said, now jump on your bicycle and y'all go riding again. So man, he jumped back up on that thing like nothing happened. He's wheeling off again. Isn't that amazing? Acts 5:32. I want to show you who gets the Holy Ghost. Acts 5:32, look at this. King James Version. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that... Is it still necessary to obey God? Without the Holy Ghost, what can you and me do? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. But with him, what can we do? All things. There's nothing impossible. Okay, Matthew 8, chapter 8, verse 5, where we're going to start through verse 13. I want to show you something here that's absolutely awesome. Matthew 8, 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Verse 7 and 8. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Ooh, let's see what Jesus' reply was to this in verse 9 and 10. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. What is the Lord looking for? Faith. Great faith. That's what he says. Verse 11 and 12. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that's sad, isn't it? That so many people, even over there, are still not going to believe. Verse 13, let's see what that says. Then Jesus makes a statement to him. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as you have believed. I want you to meditate on that a second. Is what you believe important? Very important. If you believe that you came today and you believe you're going to get delivered and healed, are you going to get healed and delivered? Absolutely. Guarantee. It's a done deal. You've got to believe it. If you say, well, I hope it happens, maybe it will. Oh, I mean, can't even fool you there, can we, Tita? You think that person's going to get healed, girl? No, that's right. Nothing without faith, it ain't going to happen. And as you have believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the very selfsame hour. As he believed. You know, this is so simple. If you repent of your sins, and you really believe God's word, you ought to be able just to rise and be healed in the name of, just like the song, rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. If he really redeemed us from the curse of the law, and did he do that?
Yes.
I mean, it's written, isn't it? I mean, you can take it to the bank. Jesus did it. It's done. Now then, by faith, we can kick out those demons of hell and we can rise and be healed because I believe I am healed. I believe I can do all things through Christ. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me. I took one of my last Monday morning. We were going to take little John flying. He'd helped us do some work, and so I knew he worked because he wanted to go flying. So he worked diligently all day. He's 5 years old, and he worked diligently. I mean, he's hauling loads of stuff. We're rebuilding a house, and he was hauling the junk out down to the dumpster in his little wagon. His dad even put sideboards on it. I mean, he worked half a day diligently, hauling that trash down, putting it in that dumpster. And I knew he wanted to go flying. And so last Monday morning, I told Dave, I said, let's take John flying. So we went out to get in the airplane, and of course it was cold. We fired it up and everything and pulled out, and the compass card wouldn't rotate. I thought, well, what is this? You know, the compass card won't turn. So anyway, we flew up to Gainesville and stopped at an instrument shop and let them check it. And the guy said, well, we don't work on that particular one. We'll just have to take it out and send it to an instrument shop and let them fix it. I said, no problem. I'll take it out myself. So we just came back and we landed here. But at least we got to take little John flying. So he didn't know whether the compass card worked or not. So Dave and I went back out there and took the compass out of it, all the amplifier, the directional gyro, and the instrument inside that you actually look at. We took it all out. And I took it over to an instrument shop in Louisville, a certified instrument shop.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Free Health Insurance, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.